Welcome to Rebel Health Radio, bringing the best in alternative and integrative medicine to your ears.
Hello, it's Patricia Warby, Alchemy Therapies, My Emotional Audit, and various other things. And today I want to talk about a subject really close to my heart, which is adverse childhood experience, or ACE. Now, I've done a lot of videos on ACEs, but there's new information coming in now every day, and so I wanted to do an update for you. It's been very much in the news recently as well. Suddenly, everyone's talking about EMDR and eye movement desensitization and reprocessing is brilliant for the effects of trauma, or ACEs, which is sometimes called post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. And people with PTSD really struggle in life with lots of symptoms, addiction, problems controlling their anxiety. Maybe they have behavioral difficulties, relationship difficulties. But really, if we look at trauma as a scale, PTSD is right up at the top end of the scale. And what I tend to more deal with are people in the middle to the lower end of that scale, where maybe the symptoms they're expressing are not obviously linked to trauma because they've had more regular childhoods. Now, let me explain what I mean. So in the original ACE studies, which were done in the late 1990s, they were looking at why people with weight gain couldn't sustain the weight loss of the program that they put them on once the program stopped. And a lot of the people gained back the weight they had lost and then more. And they wanted to ask the question, was there a factor that was making that happen? And so they asked the questions, what happened to you in childhood, which, believe it or not, had never been done before. Nobody had ever considered that childhood was a factor in adult life. And so they asked 10 questions. And the 10 questions were ranged from questions about your parents. So had you ever seen your mother beaten or hit? Had you been beaten or hit? Had you been restricted in you know, food or medication? Was there a failure to look after you? Had a parent been incarcerated? They were quite serious questions. And remarkably, what was discovered was that over 40% of the respondents had one or more. Now, these were a middle class, professionally insured group of people, because this was run with an HMO called Kaiser Permanente in the US. These were not people from the wrong side of the tracks. And so when they found actually that there was a really distinct correlation with these experiences and what happened to these people in adult life, this suddenly started to broaden. And then we've discovered that there were other experiences that were more common than perhaps being beaten or abused, which sadly is all too common. We certainly now know it's much more common than we thought. But the average childhood doesn't have those experiences, but it may have experiences like in my childhood where maybe there was chronic illness in the family, there was bullying. I experienced bullying at school. I felt different, and that's another factor, you know, particularly if you're a highly sensitive person, you may often feel different. And you get very attacked for that, and you embody a lot of internal shame around who you are, because the beliefs that you generate in childhood don't tend to rationalize. They don't go away. They kind of become your modus operandi for the rest of your life. So if you believe you are lesser than, or you're unworthy of love, or whatever the belief is, these are the unconscious beliefs that you carry into your adult life. Now, why is that? Well, your brain is immature when you're born, all right? And that's a trade-off so that the very large cranium can come through the birth canal. And so most of our brain development happens. There is a real burst in utero as the fetus develops into the baby. But most of the brain development happens postpartum and is actually in the early years of our development. And that's the sacrifice we make so that we can have such large brains. But it does mean that the quality of the environment that the child grows up in is extremely important. And trauma, which is a big word and sounds like something extreme, can actually be anything that overwhelms that child emotionally. right? Anything that overwhelms the child can be embedded in parts of the brain that are making sense of the world, your emotional or limbic brain and your brainstem, which is responsible for your physiological regulation, you know, your heart rate, your breathing, your digestion, and so on. And so those parts of your brain are just little downloading machines, and they're looking at what's going on around you, and they're making meaning of that. Your cortex, which is your thinking brain, is not actually coming online until you're 7, and then it doesn't fully develop until you're about 25, 26, sometimes 27 for men. It's a little bit later for men. And so there's no context for what's going on around you. So if your mother's depressed, or your father's always angry, or their marriage is difficult, or your siblings, you know, don't get on, or you suffer bullying like I did, the meaning you make of the world is entirely emotional, right? It's going to be a belief system that you are wrong, you are bad, you are wicked, you're not trying hard enough. And that kind of insidious belief system actually downregulates rest and repair in your body. And so you tend to then get childhood illnesses. Sometimes it's allergies, sometimes it's digestive difficulties. Very commonly, it's ear, nose, and throat infections, all right, because they're your first line defense to the world. Your ear, nose, and throat are where you take in air, water, and food. And so bacteria, viruses can come in that way very, very easily. And so typically, I see a lot of tonsillitis. I see a lot of balance problems, issues with perhaps skin allergies and so on, difficulties digesting certain foods, or a sort of sensitive gut. And these will likely develop as you age into more serious problems, because remember, it's your autonomic nervous system that connects your back brain to your body. And so this mind-body connection is extremely important to how you function physically in the world. And so it isn't just a mental health issue. ACEs are not just a mental health issue, okay? They are a physical symptom predictor. And the biggest symptom I see after childhood, so once you reach adulthood, is chronic fatigue and or pain. Because believe it or not, these symptoms are the body's way of expressing its distress and its dysregulation. But of course, it doesn't have a language other than to control the nervous system input. So it can't talk to you in any other way. And many people suffer extreme symptoms by the time they reach their 30s, 40s and 50s, which are unexplained by modern medicine, because it simply doesn't have the understanding of adverse childhood experience, or that this is the biggest predictor of your adult experience. And pediatrics has it because they deal with kids. But in general medicine, this is a virtually unknown factor. Certainly, you're unlikely to be asked in any general medical exam what happened to you as a child. It is coming in, however, and we're seeing a lot more discussion of things like PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, and how it might be childhood experience that is leading to that. But what's missing is the physical symptomologies, like chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, chronic anxiety disorders, even, I believe, some neurological issues like ADHD, some forms of autism, and possibly OCD, Tourette's, and so on. So the neurological symptoms are also, I believe, traumatic in origin. And so I kind of want to talk about the importance of regulating your nervous system, and why it's the case that people who've had common experiences in childhood, like birth trauma, which I talked about last week, where maybe you were brought in, you know, by forceps, or suctioned in, or there was an emergency cesarean, they're really common experiences. You know, these things set the tone for your nervous system very early on, and that changes your set point for stress. Okay, so instead of your set point for stress being a normal level, it's very much more reactive. So the set point is a lot lower. It takes much less to trigger you. And then the reaction is huge. The reaction in the body, we've seen this now with brain scans, particularly in highly sensitive people whose brains are already reactive. that little stresses like being ignored or humiliated or maybe betrayed by a friend or a family member or being expected to carry the can for family secrets or being confided in by a parent who's unhappy. These are all common experiences and they create a stress response in the body, which the child has no way of rationalizing or making sense of. And so they believe that this is the way life is. And they carry that belief about themselves and their relationship to their environment throughout their lives, and they respond accordingly. And it's all unconscious, and it changes the way your body is resting and repairing. And so we're much more likely to get these chronic conditions. Now, I'll talk next week a little bit more about how emotions embed themselves in the body, because I think that's a really important discussion. And why emotions lie at the heart of chronic conditions like fatigue, CFS, ME, fibromyalgia, and chronic anxiety. But for the moment, I want you, the takeaway to understand from today is that adult experience is predicated by what happens to you in childhood. Adverse childhood experiences or ACEs are just extremely common, and they can come in many forms. Anything that overwhelms you, particularly if you're highly sensitive, becomes a trauma that is embedded in your back brain, which changes the way your physiology works. Okay, and so you're much more likely to get chronic adult issues. And if any of this is interesting to you and you want to ask me any questions, please comment below. I always read them. Please also look at my book, The Scar That Won't Heal, because that's where I detail all the ways in which this happens and gave much more scientific detail. And do connect, keep in touch, take care of yourselves. Bye bye for now. Bye bye.
Hey, hope you enjoyed listening to Rebel Health Radio. Do subscribe and look forward to catching you soon.